This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Tonight, record travel this Labor Day weekend with nearly 150 million Americans hitting the roads and skies for the unofficial end to summer. What you need to know before traveling, here are tonight's headlines. Americans are on the road and at the airport with flight reservations up for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year.
Delta 7-9er emergency aircraft engine failed.
Plus, the scary moments aboard a New York-bound Delta flight.
New police body camera video of the moments leading up to a deadly shooting. A 21-year-old pregnant woman, Takaya Young, was shot and killed by an officer.
COVID is making a comeback. Now some hospitals are reinstating mask mandates.
People should be considering their personal risk for severe disease.
Two more members of the far-right Proud Boys sentenced today for their part in the January 6th attack.
Victory smoke in the Capitol, boys!
Dominic Pizzola received a 10-year prison sentence.
Hawaii's governor says the number of people unaccounted for from the wildfires may drop from nearly 400 to 50 as the Maui mayor defends his actions.
I should have offered more in my comments about what occurred on the day of the disaster.
We're bunkered down with Ukrainian troops not far from the eastern front line.
How Ukraine's army is using controversial cluster munitions supplied by the United States to help push back Russian forces.
85-year-old Doris Caldwell holds one of the least glamorous, most physically challenging jobs in the hospital.
Her aura is something that you want to be around.
I've never heard her have a single complaint.
She's just an amazing lady.
I would just dream of helping people. And my dream is still going on.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Major Garrett in for Nora. We begin with a Labor Day travel rush in full swing. Americans are packing the nation's airports and hitting the road to mark, I know, the unofficial end of summer. More than 148 million Americans will leave home, according to one survey, making this one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. While most Americans will be driving, the TSA said it expects more than 14 million flyers through Tuesday. AAA says today will be one of the worst days to get behind the wheel because it will be one of the busiest. The best day to drive? Well, that'll be Sunday, with little or no traffic expected. AAA also says the most popular destinations are Seattle, Orlando, Anchorage, New York City, and Las Vegas. We have a lot of news to get to tonight, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve will start us off from Los Angeles International Airport. Chris, good evening.
Major, it's already been the busiest summer travel season on record, and the TSA expects to get an 11% bump this Labor Day compared to last year. People flying today are finding very few cancellations, but some weather-related delays, and there was some high-flying drama overseas.
Scary moments on Delta Flight 79, bound for New York today, moments after taking off from Prague.
Delta 79er emergency aircraft engine fail. We'll call you back. We'd like straight out.
You can see black smoke pouring from one of the engines on the Boeing 767 with 208 passengers on board. The flight landed safely. Closer to home, Labor Day weekend traffic was building early in Los Angeles, and flyers found crowds at LAX. AAA says international bookings are up 44% over last year. Brianna Williams is heading to Mexico.
How excited are you about Cancun?
We're excited because we definitely need a vacation.
Fares to Europe are averaging about $1,130. That's higher than pre-pandemic. But domestic flights are 11% cheaper than last year, according to airfare tracker Hopper.
For Labor Day weekend, travelers are getting the best value for their dollar, headed to bigger cities like New York City, Las Vegas, and Miami.
Jessica Oliver and her three little kids are heading to Maui for her husband's birthday. The island has been losing millions of tourism dollars since the deadly fires.
We decided to support the economy there, and so we're going for my husband's 40th.
Some 57% of Americans say they'll be traveling for Labor Day. Most will drive and are finding gas prices about the same as last year, averaging around $3.82 a gallon. Scott and Brittany Clayton are driving to their honeymoon.
First time being married, I think we're just, whatever the expense is, we'll just pay it. So.
AAA thinks part of what's driving this record travel is people's desire to make up for trips they didn't take during the pandemic and flexible work situations that allow people to more easily stretch a three-day weekend into 4 or 5 days. Major?
Chris Van Cleve, thank you so much. For a check on the forecast, including the return of some record heat this holiday weekend, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Mike, good evening.
Major, good evening. Even though Idalia is long gone, we still may be dealing with some effects through the holiday weekend, including a ripcurrent danger along the eastern seaboard with a moderate to high ripcurrent danger from around Virginia Beach all the way down through South Florida. We'd encourage you only to swim at lifeguarded beaches through the Labor Day weekend. Now, the theme over the weekend will be hot. Tons of record-setting temperatures. Look at the numbers tomorrow in Kansas City. 95 degrees. We'll do 99 in Dallas. A few scattered storms down along the Gulf Coast, then in the west as well. 69 in Seattle. Next front comes through for you. But ahead of that, almost 100 in Bismarck. We'll do 97 degrees in Chicago. Forecast for us along I-95. Blazing hot. 98 record-setting degrees in Washington, D.C. We'll do 89 in Atlanta. And for Minneapolis, get this, Major. 101 on Sunday. It'll be our first 100-degree day of the year.
Welcome to the Heat Dome, Mike Bettis. Thank you. Authorities in Ohio today released the body cam video of a fatal police shooting near Columbus of a 21-year-old pregnant woman. CBS's Nancy Chen reports a lawyer representing the family says the footage shows a, quote, gross misuse of power and authority.
Hey, out of the car. Out of the car.
Newly released police body camera footage shows 21-year-old Takiyah Young, a pregnant woman, repeatedly being told by two police officers to get out of her car last week.
Out of the car.
Young, who is suspected of shoplifting alcohol at a nearby grocery store, refuses to exit her vehicle.
They said, you stole stuff, do not leave. Get out of the car. Then get out. No.
Moments later, Young slowly accelerates toward an officer. He then fires once, hitting her in the chest. The officers chase the car as it rolls into a wall and immediately begin medical assistance. Young was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Her baby did not survive. Glendon Township Police Chief John Belford has placed the unidentified officer who fired the shot on administrative leave pending an investigation.
Despite being ordered to get out of the car more than a dozen times, she refused to do so.
I didn't see justification. I saw a young woman get killed.
Attorney Shanda Brown says the Young family watched the video and is demanding an indictment of the officers.
And they're obviously upset and devastated by watching that video.
Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Tonight, a one-time leader of the far-right extremist group, the Proud Boys, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors said Ethan Nordine was the undisputed leader of the group that day as they tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power following the 2020 election. 18 years ties the record for the longest sentence for those convicted in the January 6th assault. The man in this video, smashing a Capitol window with a police riot shield, was also sentenced today. Proud Boys member Dominic Pizzola got 10 years for his role in the attack. Tonight, COVID cases are on the rise nationwide, and hospitalizations are up nearly 20% in the last month. CBS's Elaine Quijano reports the combination of a highly contagious variant, kids heading back to school, and increased holiday travel has health officials worried.
COVID is making a comeback just in time for holiday travel.
I have not yet had COVID. I am the comorbidity kid, and so I am careful.
With cases on the rise, some retailers are running out of tests. Walgreens tells CBS News, we are seeing greater demand, which may cause temporary and isolated shortages. In Los Angeles, cases have doubled in the last month, with nursing homes hit hard.
There have only been a few times in the past year and a half when we saw this many new outbreaks in skilled nursing facilities. And these were during the previous summer and winter surges.
In New Jersey, one in four nursing homes are reporting an outbreak. Dr. William Schaffner specializes in infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville.
How concerned should we be?
Well, I think we ought to take note of it because there has been some spillover into hospitalizations.
Some hospitals are reinstating mask mandates.
People who are older, who have underlying chronic medical conditions, who are immune compromised, and who are pregnant. We ought to get those masks out again to protect ourselves.
The CDC says the new COVID booster will be available in a few weeks.
This is a nasty, sneaky virus. Your protection will over time diminish. So even if you've had COVID in the past, once this new booster becomes available, you should get it.
Health officials are keeping a close eye on a new variant. The CDC says BA2.86 is responsible for less than 1% of COVID cases nationwide, but it has dozens of mutations that could make it better at evading immunity from both current vaccines and previous infections. Major?
With an important update, Elaine Quijano, we thank you. New details tonight on the manhunt for an escaped killer near Philadelphia. Authorities say Danilo Cavalcante may be trying to get to Mexico and back to Brazil, where he is originally from. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to his capture. He's been on the run since Thursday morning. He was convicted just weeks ago of murdering his ex-girlfriend. Weeks after Maui's deadly wildfires, there are still unanswered questions about the government's failed response before and after the fires began. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti sat down with the governor and pressed for answers.
As the sun rose over Hawaii, people came together for a day of healing.
This is a time where a tragedy has occurred. People should be accountable for whatever their part was. And then if there's any way we can decrease people's suffering going forward, we should do it.
While communities mourn, demands for accountability are growing after residents were left to fend for themselves as Lahaina burned.
Let's go!
3 weeks later, Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson released this video defense amid calls for his resignation.
And I want to be clear and repeat that I had been present in our emergency operating center since August 7th.
While he said he had access to emergency radio traffic at the time, he did not offer an explanation for this statement he made as the town burned.
I'm happy to report that the road is open to and from Lahaina.
It's unclear what led to the breakdown in communication.
I became aware of fatalities in the morning of August 9th. The realization that we had lost lives was devastating.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
Is it time for the mayor to resign? What are your thoughts?
My first thoughts are we should really get to all of the facts, whatever they may be, good or bad. That is a deeply personal discussion for any mayor and his or her constituents to have.
Were they asleep at the wheel?
I don't know if I should use those words.
If you wouldn't use those words, yes. What words would you use?
A tragic natural disaster that, if other decisions were made, it is possible that we wouldn't have had such loss.
Meanwhile, the mayor's address last night did little to ease calls for him to step down. And now tonight, the paper of record here in the state writing, confidence in the government is eroding and Maui leaders must provide answers. Major.
Asking key questions, Jonathan Vigliotti. Thank you. Turning now to the economy, employers added 187,000 jobs in August, with the unemployment rate rising from 3.5 to 3.8%. One of the biggest losses was in the film, TV, and music industry, which shed 17,000 jobs due to the ongoing strikes in Hollywood. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby said Ukraine's forces have made notable progress in their offensive against heavily entrenched Russian troops in the south. CBS's Deborah Pata traveled to the eastern front lines for a rare look at the use of cluster munitions supplied by the United States.
We're heading to a secret hideout deep in this forest near Liman.
We're bunkered down with Ukrainian troops not far from the eastern front line, where Russia is putting them under intense pressure in a bid to stretch their resources.
Moscow wants to force Ukraine to bolster its defense here by siphoning off soldiers from its counteroffensive in the south.
A couple weeks of very huge combat here.
Outnumbered and outgunned, Commander Simon Solotenko and the men of the Bugan Brigade have been up all night fending off another Russian assault.
We have to keep on fighting or we die.
And morale high?
We are holding our line. It is difficult. I can't say that our morale is on the top, but we are standing.
One thing that is making a difference are these. The controversial U.S.-supplied cluster munitions, which sometimes fail to explode, endangering civilians long after a war is over. But artillery commander Musi Kant says they are crucial because they can cover a wide area using only one shell. He directs a strike from their control room. Russian positions are in the firing line. One cluster, one shot is the order. Understood, replies the gunner in the field. For these men, the moral dilemma of using a weapon banned in most countries is simply not up for debate.
And these soldiers tell us the dud rate is very low, claiming it's almost 100% successful. Major?
Deborah Pata, thank you. There is an important recall product notice for parents of young children. What you need to know, that's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now this consumer alert. Tomy is recalling 83,000 Boone Flair and Flair Elite high chairs. Two dozen infants have fallen from these high chairs and about half suffered bruises or scratches. Federal regulators say the bolt used to secure the seat can come loose, causing the seat to fall. Parents are urged to immediately stop using Flair Elite chairs sold in 2008 and 2009 and Flair models sold between 2008 and February of 2017. They can contact the company for a free repair kit. Taylor Swift scares the new Exorcist movie from its Friday the 13th release date. That coming up next. Producers of the upcoming sequel, The Exorcist Believer, are believers in the power of Taylor Swift.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Spooked by the prospect of opening head-to-head against the pop superstar's Eras Tour movie, the sequel to the classic horror movie The Exorcist will debut a week earlier. In ticket pre-sales, the Swift movie has swiftly raked in a record $37 million so far. As the producer of The Exorcist posted, "Look what you made me do." On the Road is next with a celebration of the laborer on this Labor Day weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to find the often overlooked men and women who are the heartbeat of our nation.
We set out this week to find someone who exemplifies the spirit of the American worker and wound up here in Cleveland, Tennessee at Tenova Healthcare, where 85-year-old Doris Caldwell holds one of the least glamorous, most physically challenging jobs in the hospital.
Hello, my name is Doris. I'm the housekeeping. Can I come in and clean your floor?
She's been at this 50 years.
Okay, thank you.
But what makes her special isn't just her longevity, her geniality, or even her flexibility.
Could you bend over, touch your toes?
You want to see me?
Instead, what makes Doris remarkable is that cleaning rooms is, and always has been, her dream job.
Back in the 60s, Doris used to pass by this hospital and say to herself, "I'm going to work there someday." She didn't care if it was as a doctor or a dishwasher. All she wanted was to play some role in making people better.
Dreaming of helping people, be with people. And my dream is still going on.
And her attitude still inspiring others. From the CEO...
Her aura is something that you want to be around.
To the doctors...
I've never heard her have a single complaint.
To the maintenance crews...
She just likes to work.
Everyone is stumped by her stamina.
I asked her one time when she was going to retire, and she said... No. Just no.
No. I think I would just dry up and fly away.
Her vow to stay on is reassuring to everyone at Tenova, except maybe this one nurse.
Because I don't think I can retire and her still working.
Her daughter Sharon has been here 44 years. She's stuck, but feels blessed to be so.
She's just an amazing lady.
This Labor Day, we celebrate all those dutiful, inexhaustible American workers. Those who cheerfully keep this country running. Those who will enjoy Monday, just not as much as Tuesday.
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Steve Hartman, on the road.
You have a great day.
In Cleveland, Tennessee.
Amazing indeed. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Major Garrett. Good night and have a great and safe holiday weekend.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.